April 11, Partakers of Christ. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John 6:51. Bread cannot benefit us unless we eat it, unless it becomes a part of our being. A knowledge of Christ will avail nothing unless we become like him in character, bearing the same likeness and representing his spirit to the world. Christ is of no value to us unless he is formed within the hope of glory. If we do not know him as our personal Savior, a theoretical knowledge will do us no good. Water will not quench thirst unless we drink it. Bread will not satisfy hunger unless we eat it. If we are feeding spiritually upon Christ, we are partakers of his nature. We are eating of his flesh. When Christ uttered these words, many of his disciples were in doubt as to what he meant, and he explained his words, saying, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." John 6:63. If Christ is to you as a valuable treasure, if you find in him your greatest satisfaction, if he is prized and cherished above all others, if you regard everything else as loss that you may win him, you are eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood and are becoming conformed to his image. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. The invitation is, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Isaiah 55:1-2. All heaven rejoices at the redemption of the lost race. Christ rejoiced in the secret consciousness of what he purposed to do for man. He desired to do far more abundantly than we are able to ask or think. The fountain of his inexpressible love is inexhaustible, and it flows toward all those who believe in him.